If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Over in Exodus, when he gives the Ten Commandments, he says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Why do you think he did that? Because everybody's view of God is different. It is based on their understanding. My view of God is not going to be yours. Your view of God may be more cerebral. My view of God may be more antagonistic. Your God may walk you through carrying sheep. My God may throw the sheep. My God may pick the sheep up and say, go ahead, handle it. Your God may say, oh, come on, let me walk you through it, baby. But that's my mentality. I can't put that on you. So you shall not make unto yourself any graven image. He says, and lest I should be exalted above measure. Watch, this is God's response to the flesh. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me the thorn in the flesh. He is going to identify the thorn. You need not walk out of here thinking that Paul's thorn was sickness. That's a lie. Paul's thorn is not sickness. He identifies it in the next phrase, the messenger of Satan. And the word messenger is the word angelos, angel. God used an angel of Satan to humble Paul. Why? Because the amount of revelation was so great that had he shared it, folks would have lifted him. So God said, I need you humble. And he employs a satanic messenger. Watch this. I love this. This shows growth. He says, there was given me the thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, and he uses the word buffet. And the Greek word for buffet means to box the ears. In other words, it physically harassed him. He says, and this is why he does it, lest I should be exalted above measure. What was Paul's response? The same thing ours would have been. For this thing, I besought the Lord that he may take it from me. Isn't that logical? God, take this thing away. Take this person away. God, take this situation away. That is a logical first step. But what if he doesn't respond? Paul gives us insight. And God says to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. I'm holding on to this pulpit so I don't run and shout. Because if you've never been here, I've been living in verse 9 for the past 16 months. I've been living in verse 8 and 9 for the past 16 months. I have had to function in a level of anointing where I had to live through God, take this thing away. God, move this situation. And his response has been, my grace is sufficient. And I haven't missed a beat in this pulpit or no other church where he sent me. Why? It's not necessary for you to know that I'm going through. It is only necessary for you to know who's taking me through. Now, I'm no better than you. So if I can go through and keep doing what I'm called to do, why can't you? It would have been easy for me to pull the cover over my head and stay in bed and say, God, I ain't even going to church today because I just don't feel like it. I don't feel like it now, but feelings don't have anything to do with responsibility. Grown-up responsibility means you do what you're called to do. Listen. The apostle said, God told him, my grace is sufficient for you. See, this is the reason why I am deeply conflicted with this live stream broadcast, because it's blessing people who are not in the geographical area. But I also think that there are people who use it to avoid coming to church. Listen to God. My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So here's what Paul says. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmity or my weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. What is this? This is a mature response to God's no. God said, no, I ain't taking it away. Paul said, fine, then I'm going to glory in it. He said, I'm going to use it. I'm not going to lay around and whine. Pastor can't see me this week. Pastor can't see me for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Well, maybe the pastor needs to be seen. Do you ever think about that? Instead of you thinking, I need to see my pastor, what if your pastor needs to be seen? I'm going to turn the table. Thank you. I'm going to turn the table on the next person who comes and sees me. I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to start telling you my troubles. And when I'm done, you're going to walk out and buy me a cheesesteak with large steak fries and a Diet Pepsi. And you're going to bring it back and you say, Pastor, I had no idea. Deidre told me one day, bless her heart, Deidre said, Pastor, I wouldn't walk 3 seconds in your shoes. I was about ready to take them and give them to her. But see, we believe that I'm an untouchable. We believe that I live up on Mount Sinai, that nothing affects me. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because being the shepherd, that means God puts all your stuff on me. Listen, in the Bible times, the shepherd did not walk in front of the sheep. He walked behind the sheep. That meant he stepped in all their mess. All your mess becomes mine. When I go into prayer, I can't even pray for myself, for God bringing your face to me. I'm not fighting about it. It's the role that I have. But how would you like to change places? How would you like to get a vision from God to build a church, tell it to the people with joy, and they refuse to give? How would you like that? How would you like calling people to Sunday evening service because God says, I'm going to bless them, I'm going to move, I need to get them to see that my anointing is fluid and constant, and they just stay home? How would you like that? And then go to God in prayer and have God say, well, did you tell him? Yes, I did. Okay, fine. Then I guess I got to raise up a whole new group of people. No, Lord, give them another chance. So last week I'm driving and he drops this scripture in my heart where Jesus talks about the man who goes out and he looks at the field and he sees that there's this tree that's dying and it's not bringing forth fruit and he wants to cut it down. And the caretaker comes to him and says, let me work with it a little while. Because maturity means I accept I'm not always going to have my way. And you have to accept the same thing. I think we're too hard on ourselves. You're too hard on yourselves from a religious perspective. You think God is holding you in this spiritual tightrope because you have a desire that's not wholesome? So the devil puts a thought in your mind, and now you think you're not saved anymore. You're too hard on yourself. Maturity means just because I have a thought doesn't mean I've lost God. You know how many thoughts I have that are contrary to being the pastor? Every time I go down to Roosevelt Boulevard, I have an ungodly thought. When I see how much money is in the lotto, my mind immediately goes to what I wouldn't do with $138 million. And believe me, not one of them have anything to do with Beth. I mean, I do think of giving God my tithe. You'll get a check for $13 million. I'll see that it's a cashier's check. But the rest of it ain't religious. But I quickly say, okay, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Because it's okay. Maturity doesn't mean perfection. It means recognition that if I do something wrong, there's a way back. Little Red Riding Hood and Goldilocks are two of my favorites. Little Red Riding Hood drops breadcrumbs to find her way back. But the birds eat the breadcrumbs. You see, that tells us that our religious experiences behind us that we would love to use to get back to the places of greatness have been devoured by our lifestyle. That's why our praise is dying. Because all that stuff that you thought would be there forever, it's not there anymore. Goldilocks, I love Goldilocks because, bless her heart, Goldilocks realized that somebody was in the bed that didn't belong. You must realize that the devil has come into your life. And he's not in the place that God has put him. God put him under your feet. Why is he in a place of supremacy? How did he get to the place of mind control? Listen to Paul. I'm finished with this. He says, therefore, verse 10, I take pleasure in my weaknesses, in my reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. He said, for when I'm weak. It sounds paradoxical. For when I am weak, then I have spiritual strength. Life is not going the way you want it to go. It never does. It doesn't go the way I want it to go. But Paul's teaching us the mastery of life. Yes, number one, you go to God and ask him to move it. But if he doesn't, you don't backslide. You say, well, he chose not to move it, then I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to just continue on. And then I'm going to make myself strong in it. I will glory in the situation. Take pleasure in it. Laugh about it. The devil's coming against me. He don't know what he's doing. He's just making me strong for the people of God.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?